Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Seatbacks up. Heads up. Everyone all set? Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Sheely's with us. Welcome, Dr. Norm Sheely.
Well, thank you for welcoming me after last week.
Yeah, you had a rough week. Do you want to share with us what's going on, or you want me to go right into the dumbest idea I can think of this half of our galaxy?
Well, you know, the poison that you get from other people being vaccinated is a double whammy shot. I mean, it can kill you as well as well health. And I sort of had a second upheaval of the vaccine fallout from another person. But I'm more or less recovering.
Well, that is wonderful. So what you're telling the class, if I may, correct me if I'm wrong, that someone you know was vaccinated and there was some fallout from that and you became ill. And recovered, and then had a relapse, and then are recovering again. Is that correct?
You got it. And I hope that's last.
Yeah. And I want to share my thank yous to Lou Cassidy, who has been in touch with me, and we've been talking, and along with Dr. Sergey Zorin, and you know, the three of us were talking about, you know, how best we could help you. And Lou jumped in his car, drove out to see you. And I guess that was kind of a nice thing to see Lou's smiling face and look at his engineering drawings for, you know, what you've got on the drawing board, right?
I guess that was kind of... Of course. I mean, I couldn't come close to designing something, but I can understand it when I can feel it.
Yeah.
And examine the output. And
mm-hmm.
Lou is very talented.
Absolutely. And, you know, off the air, Lou and I were talking about some of his electronic designs, and we're talking about, you know, some of the things that that were really challenging. I'm talking about, you know, switching devices that just, you know, need to handle the load rather than burn up, you know, under the load. And so we were talking about that, and he's a really bright guy, and he came up with some really ingenious solutions. So we've been in touch, and we've been staying on top of it. And so I'm delighted that you and Lou had a chance to spend the weekend together. And I know he looks forward to spending more time with you. So, Lou, thank you.
Every week, hopefully.
Yeah. He's going to come, and we've talked about some tools that he can implement with you and make things easier. So, as you continue your recovery. Dr. Sheely, I want to share a thought with you. You know, I was looking at the internet, and this has nothing to do with medicine, but it does have to do with a huge amount of stupidity. And so there is this new tower that, this is ZeroHedge.com. They say, quote, the headline, the 1,663-foot tall affirmation tower, so it's called the affirmation tower, will make history as the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, also as the first skyscraper in Manhattan to be built by African Americans, end quote. Now, It goes on to say that this gargantuan project will be the tallest building in New York City and indeed the Western Hemisphere, and is slated to be strictly built strictly by black people, and whose tenants will only be minority entrepreneurs. Okay. Now, this is a glass set of boxes built one on top of the other, and this is supposed to be a tribute to the black culture. Now, the problem that I have is as follows. I'm not going to comment on the tenants. I'm not going to comment on being built by black people, but I'm going to comment on the design. So, every other skyscraper is built with the base being the largest. So if you have a set of blocks and they get progressively smaller, you'd start with the largest block on the bottom, on the ground, and then you put the next size block up, and you'd have the smallest block on the top. Okay. Well, this is exactly upside down. So this, well, it's worse. It's worse than that. Okay, so it's a series of, we'll call them blocks. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks, long blocks stacked, 1,600 feet in the air. But the smallest block is on the bottom. Now, imagine taking a ruler and have that ruler straight up. And then push each block against the ruler so that one side is perfectly plumb. So one side of this building is perfectly vertical. The other side jets out farther and farther and farther as you go toward the top. This thing is going to fall over. And imagine, the way I look at it, imagine putting a spoon into some ice cream that you just take out of the freezer. And you want to scoop it out. So what you do is you kind of push it into the ground, into the ice cream, which would be like pushing the footer of this building into the ground, a huge amount of concrete. And then what you do is you apply leverage against the end of the spoon to scoop out the ice cream. So when this thing falls over, it's going to do exactly that. It's going to pop out of the ground, all the surrounding... Yeah. It's going to pop out all the surrounding buildings at the base of the building. So not only will it fall down and take out the buildings 1,600 feet to the direction it falls, it's going to scoop out the buildings at the base surrounding this building. It's the dumbest idea I've ever seen. And one guy says, a guy that's writing an article about this, there's several articles, one guy says, oh, it's pretty cool. It's idiotic. So that tells me that if you read things and you think that it's a pretty cool building, that sounds like obviously it must work. Well, this thing cannot work. It violates all the laws of physics in our half of the galaxy. So I just wanted to share that with you. And that's one of the dumbest things. And that's what people are doing. Dumb things. So this is a monument to not infinite stupidity, but a large amount of stupidity. I just wanted to share that. And any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, people keep trying to be other people and be more stupid by the hour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've achieved a new monument to stupidity.
So if you get a chance to look up, it's called the Affirmation Tower class. You can look it up. Affirmation Tower. Look up the images, and you'll be as surprised as I was. I'm certain of it. Dr. Shealy, back in the 1960s, I knew an orthopedic surgeon, and he actually was the orthopedic surgeon for the New York Giants football team. And one of the things that he did, he did surgeries, and he had a whirlpool tub, and it was a stainless steel tub, and it was tall enough so that you could stand in it, and your leg would be covered like up to your thigh in water, and he would put warm water in it and some kind of a sterilizing solution and bring the temperature up to maybe 120 5 degrees, something like that, plus or minus a couple degrees. And then he powered on, and whoever had the surgery would either stand in it or sit so that their legs were in it for like 15 minutes. And the invigoration of the jets, this pulsating stream of water, would increase the circulation. Is that something that you think is viable today?
Oh, of course. Basically, not quite the same, but I take a soak in a bathtub filled with water and 6 handfuls of magnesium chloride every day. And I, the temperature be 110 degrees. I like it warm, and I soak for 30 minutes, and it rejuvenates me.
Okay. And do you think that this therapy, would you call it a therapy? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that this therapy would be beneficial to those who have contracted one of the outlying diseases that people are so worried about today?
Oh, of course. I think it's generally for health enhancement.
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned this many years ago, and so I was feeling pretty lousy. And I went on the internet, and I went to Craigslist, and I found a Whirlpool tub that was put in a brand new house that the owner couldn't wait to get rid of. So it was installed in a new home, and the owner didn't like it and took it out. Didn't use it, just took it out. So I bought it, and my son and I built a bathroom, and we built the surround for it, and we plumbed it in, and it is fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous. It has the air injection to the water, you know, pulsating water. And, you know, you feel better after you get out of it. And I'm wondering if that is similar in some ways to the PEMF device that you have that also stimulates circulation. Differently, you know, different way of doing it, but is the end result somewhat similar? Not exactly the same, but
yeah,
somewhat similar?
Yes, definitely increases circulation.
Okay. Well, you know, that's what it does for me. And it also, the other thing is, I don't know if I didn't take my pulse and didn't take my oxygenation reading in a Whirlpool. But what I can tell you that my pulse rate goes down with the PEMF device. It is absolutely a relaxing device. Within, I'm thinking, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, you know, my heart rate goes down, 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 down. Not to the point where it's going to stop, but down into the, you know, the 60s.
Health. Health.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there two... Okay, so, obviously, based on what you said, I would deduce that you can take a Whirlpool soak every day. And is there a point where you could put too much magnesium chloride in the water?
I presume so. I use 4 to 6 handfuls of magnesium chloride.
Okay. When we come back, I'd like to. Okay. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about sodium chloride.
And you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to go to the website, it's NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com, NormShealy.com. And that's where you can sign up for the newsletter. That's where you can peruse the offerings, the vitamins, minerals, and supplements. That's where you can peruse optimal health, and you can learn how to do things for yourself so that you'll live longer, pay more taxes, and have a better life. and if you listen to USA Prepares, I can teach you how to pay less in taxes. So then you can. What I mean by pay more taxes is you'll live longer, and the IRS and will want more, and the state will want more. But you know, you can avoid paying taxes legally, and I can teach you how to do that. So if you go to NormShealy.com, you'll learn how to live longer, and I'll help you with the other part. Dr. Shealy, you're talking about magnesium chloride and adding that in the whirlpool tub or the soaker. What about just in a plain old, you know, regular bathtub without electronics and without motors, just soaking in magnesium chloride? What do you think?
Regular tub. Now, I would not use sodium chloride. But magnesium.
Okay, and the reason I asked about sodium chloride, class, that's plain old salt, you know, table salt. Yeah. The reason I mention that is because some people have felt that they've gone to these, the Great Salt Lake, and they felt better soaking in the Salt Lake, or they felt better soaking in the, you know, the Pacific or Atlantic Ocean. And I was wondering about the salt in the ocean. Is it beneficial, or is there a problem with that, Dr. Shealy?
Do not know. I know no studies scientifically of what you are absorbing. So I can't tell you. I think, you know, an hour of playing in water of the seaside is probably okay.
Okay. You know, and, you know, you have to take in considerations the risks of the damage that we've done to the ocean with, you know, the nuclear waste from Fukushima and all the other types of waste that have been dumped into the ocean. So keep all that in mind. But yeah, my thought was, can you add some salt to, you know, bath water? And I haven't done it. I have not done it. But I do know that sodium chloride table salt is corrosive. It will rust your car. It will destroy the concrete and in roads. But you need it. You need some amount of it in order to survive, right? We cannot live without salt. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. Sodium is essential.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So for now, we'll just stay with the magnesium chloride. Now, what about Epsom salt, Dr. Shealy? What about Epsom salt in the...
Epsom salt is... magnesium sulfate, statistically speaking, it's about half as good as magnesium chloride. So I prefer magnesium chloride.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And do you have that on your website? Is that an offering that you have?
Yes. It comes in 2-pound packages, I think.
Okay. So, class, you can find that at normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, do you have any other thoughts about Whirlpool and, you know, the mechanical water pulsation and improving circulation? Is there anything else it does? Does it help with creativity?
Well, I think it's good. And I take at least 5 soaks a week.
Okay. And you know, I was thinking
7, but 5 minimum.
All right. Now, I was thinking about this bathroom that our son and I built, and we haven't finished the ceiling yet, so it's roughed in. It's got the 2x4s for the ceiling, and I was wondering about the lighting. Now, is there a specific kind of lighting that would augment the Whirlpool, you know, tub? So if
wow.
a person is going to, let's say you're going to build a house and you're going to, you know, put in a Whirlpool, is there a, you know, is there a spectrum of lighting? Infrared, natural, soft white, cool white deluxe, LED. Do you have any thoughts on maybe augmentation of the Whirlpool benefits with overhead, some kind of overhead lighting? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Preparers.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Iran has placed sanctions on 52 Americans and has warned America of attack from within our borders. National security and military analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says if Iranian operatives are in this country, they probably got in through our open southern border.
On Iran, we also have talks going on getting back to that old 2015 nuclear deal. This is round 8 of those talks. They're not going well because Iran refuses to reverse the violations in storing its nuclear material. So the question is Iran plotting to do more? Remember the new head of the Republican Guards there, the Revolutionary Guards, is threatening, and they have tried attacks in U.S. soil, cyber attacks and shutting down a dam. My point here is, hey, we've got to be on the watch for Iran's mischief. And with 45 different nationalities apprehended along the southern border, you got to keep an eye on that as well.
Florida man Garrett Smith with Antifa gear was arrested Friday after running away from a protest in support of a January 6th rioter, Jeremy Brown. Smith was found to have a pipe bomb device in his backpack. Pinellas County Sheriff Galtieri.
Brown's arrest and incarceration has certain groups upset, and they have posted their opposition to Brown being held in jail on various, various social media sites. These groups claim that Brown is a political prisoner.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
Got
your.
Take my.
When you go to
the.
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So something we've never talked about with Dr. Norm Shuley, medical doctor, is light augmentation with the Whirlpool. So there you are in your birthday suit in the Whirlpool, and you can get the maximum light exposure. Is there a light that you might prefer using specific frequency? I'm talking about cool white deluxe, fluorescent, soft white, natural daylight, LED, infrared combination of...
Red light only, and they're good for healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in one of our bathrooms, Dr. Shuley, when you say red, are you talking about infrared, or are you just talking about the red spectrum in general?
Just red.
Okay.
Not infrared, red.
Okay. In our bathroom, one of them I put, when we built the house, I put in a ceiling fan, an exhaust fan, to pull out the moisture. And as part of it, it has two fixtures for fluorescent reflector, two incandescent style base bulbs. And I put in two 125 watt infrared, and it kind of heats up the bathroom nicely. So I use that. And then buckwheat's in the house, and actually he's in the garage, which is part of the house. And he's our little bottle calf. And, it's maybe 40 degrees, 45 degrees in the garage. So I have a 125 watt heat lamp on him, which is an infrared. And he stays nice and warm. I've got him on a heavy rubber mat with cardboard on top of that. And so we clean. You have to clean his pee and poo daily. But it seems to keep him warm. And I was just wondering if there are any health benefits to infrared, because my grandmother had a real sore back back in the 50s, and she would lie under a one of those infrared lamps. Any thoughts to the healing capacity of infrared, Dr. Shealy?
Yes, additionally, healing effects are different from red light. Infrared is different from red.
Yeah, and class, you can buy these bulbs. They're probably about $5, $6, $7, $10 a piece, and they look like a really fragile flood lamp. Whereas the outdoor flood lamps are, you know, really heavy, heavy glass. These are very, very light, thin glass. So they're fragile, and they have an incandescent element in them, and they produce infrared light. So if you were to look at the light, if you have the one with the red lens, it would look like a ruby-colored red light. But some are available with the filter, the red filter, and some are available without the red filter. Dr. Shealy, I was talking with Jason, and I was telling him during the break that my hair is growing longer because I have not been to a barber in a long time. My hair is probably akin to Michael Landon's hair when he was in a little house on the prairie and Bonanza. So my hair is kind of long. And I was thinking that I still have my hair, which I feel pretty good about. Are there medicines that can cause hair to fall out, like high blood pressure meds?
All kinds of stuff. Any hypertensives, any diuretics, any anxiety, all the drugs suck long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... One of the complications of hypertensive medicine is edema, swelling of the ankles, and so what does a person do? When we went to the meetups, I would see these ladies there, and they're, by the end of the day, their feet would outgrow their shoes. And what I mean is their feet would spill over. When they take their shoes off, you could see where the shoes were, because that part of the foot is the smallest part. So isn't that kind of a dangerous condition to have?
Yes. It increases the risk of blood clots.
Okay. So if a person is taking meds that cause that swelling, do you recommend that they talk to their doctor and change meds, get off those meds, wean off? What is the answer, Dr. Shealy? Because obviously they're on them for a specific reason.
The average physician will not know what you're talking about. So you need to consult a holistic physician to consider alternatives.
You mentioned the term average physician. I believe that's what I heard you say. And so if you, George Carlin said, you know, imagine, you know, the average person, how dumb the average, how stupid the average person is. I'm paraphrasing. And then half are more stupid than that. So, so if you look at the average physician, Dr. Shuler, half of them know less than what you were saying, right?
Yes.
Gosh.
They've been brainwashed from day one in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
The medical school are controlled by the pharmacomafia.
I was reading a study about locations, places where one is likely to contract diseases. And you can get them through the air. You can get them by contact. You can get them by touching something and rubbing your face, your lips, your nose, you know, those kinds of things. Eating after, you know, not washing after you touch something. And so... it's very interesting. The study said that, and I think it's right, based on just practical knowledge, the places that you can get and contract some of these diseases, number one is shopping. So going out shopping, and you know, I'm thinking supermarket, pushing the cart where it was just handled by someone who's rubbing their nose, coughing, and you know, that kind of stuff. Okay.
Vomiting.
Yeah. Using the facility and you know, not washing one's hands, and then that was number one. Number two was outdoor sports. Now you'd think that outdoor sports would be relatively safe, but people are jam packed and you know, sitting really close to each other, so they have the maximum number of people in the minimum amount of space, And then you know what happens, that, you know, they cheer and they yell and they scream and they jump up and they look at each other and they spray each other's face with, you know, airborne saliva. You know, did you see that play? I was so great. Oh, did you see what he just did? I mean, they yell at each other's, in each other's faces. It's like a perfect way to spread a disease. And then pubs, you know, I guess that'd be the English term, or the European term for a bar. And that's another one, because people sit close together, and then you know, they use the same peanuts, same peanut bowl, and then of course the bartender touches everything, and then you have restaurants, which is next in line, and you know, it makes sense. It makes sense to avoid shopping. It makes sense to avoid outdoor sports. It makes sense to avoid bars and pubs. It makes sense to avoid restaurants, and then the last, but still very significant, way of transmitting or catching, you know, some of these diseases is public transportation.
Oh, yeah.
I remember in my youth, you know, getting on a bus, you know, a city-type bus, you know, to go from one end of the city to the other. And then you climb, and they've got a pole that you grab, you know, as you're climbing the bus, and they've got a handrail. So they've got a handrail in one for one hand and a pole in the other. And then when you come, as you walk down the aisle, the center aisle of the bus, they've got the seats, and you can grab the seats so you don't fall over as the bus takes off, you know, goes on to the next stop. So you're touching like probably 15 different locations, different things, as you just get on the bus, and then you do the reverse when you get off the bus. So, and then the same thing with an airplane. You know, you're sitting in a seat, you know, that's been sat in just before, you know, it hasn't been fumigated, right? So, and then the same thing with subways. You go through the subway turnstile, you get on the subway, you hang on to these, you know, hangers, whatever they're called, where you hold on so you don't fall over when the subway takes off and stops. So it seems like those are not good things to do. And just to recap, class, that would be shopping, outdoor sports, pubs, bars, restaurants, public transportation. Dr. Shuler, your comments, please.
I haven't been on a public transportation facility in well over 2 years. And don't plan on getting one.
Yeah, I don't either. And you know, when I go someplace, class, I drive. I'm not a passenger. You know, if someone says, "Hey, let's go together," I'll say, "Okay, we can go in my car." You know, this is the good old days. Now I just go by myself. Actually, I wouldn't even go. But in the good old days, I'd say. Let's take my car. And they said, no, we'll take my car. I'd say, okay, you can take your car. I'll take my car. No problem. Because a lot of reasons, Dr. Shealy. I know my vehicles. I know what they can and can't do. I know, you know, the level of safety. I don't know the level of safety. And frankly, I don't even know if, you know, the driving capabilities of the other person. So I'm just not going to get in somebody's car. You know, I'm not going to do it. And you know, there's another thing. This is kind of disconcerting. But I had someone in our vehicle, and we went to the location, and I found out after I got home that that person had drugs on their possession, illegal drugs. Now and that's another thing, Dr. Shealy. Seriously, you know, if I got pulled over for whatever reason, and our vehicle was searched and we were patted down, they wouldn't find anything in the vehicle, and they wouldn't find anything on me, but the passenger, they'd find illegal drugs. Now, what happens? I mean, do we all go to the clink? So, you know, think about that, class. It's just part of USA Prepares and being prepared and not putting yourself in a position that you don't want to be in. That's called mini-max regret. How do you minimize your maximum regret? Well, if you have a regret that the guy that's in your passenger seat is carrying drugs, and you think that's a regret that you wouldn't want to spend, you know, the next couple of weeks in the clink, well, don't put him in your car. Let him take his own car. Any comments, Dr. Shealy? Have you ever been in a situation like that where someone did something that was not legal in your vehicle and you kind of wish that they weren't in your vehicle? Has that ever happened to you?
Not to my knowledge, no. Mm-hmm. It may have happened, but not to my knowledge.
Yeah, well, it wasn't to my knowledge until after the fact.
Yeah.
You know, one of my boys said, you know, that guy has drugs with him. I'm like, what? What? No, I didn't know that. So, you know, that's where that came from. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article about children who regularly exercise. And this study said that they get better grades, generally speaking, than those who don't regularly exercise. Now, I know you're a proponent of exercise. I know you're a proponent of good health. And I know you're a proponent of expanding the mind to its fullest. Can we come back? When we come back, can you discuss with us the benefit of exercise and why that works? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Sheely is with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to call the clinic, it's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Repeat, 417-351-5221. That is the number for Dr. Sheely's clinic with Dr. Sergey Sorin and Dr. Sheely in Springfield, Missouri. That is not the number to call in to USA Prepares right here, right now. That number, if you'd like to call in, I'll give it to you in just a second. I'm going to bring up the call screen first. Okay. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to call and speak with Dr. Norm Sheely right here, right now on the air. Dr. Sheely, children who regularly exercise get better grades in school. That's what the study says. And if you think about what happened in Nazi Germany, the children were exercising like crazy to be physically fit, and they were going to school at the same time as well. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, exercise increases every function, good function, in the body. Inactivity decreases every good function in the body. In fact, people who sit all day are at the same risk as someone who smokes a pack or two of cigarettes a day.
Okay, well, I certainly, I when I was younger, I didn't smoke, but I had a friend who did. And I wanted to explain to him that, you know, my German Shepherd is smart enough not to smoke. So I borrowed his lit cigarette for a second and kind of brought it toward my dog's nose. I mean, not to frighten the dog, just gently moved it closer and closer. And the closer I moved, the more the dog moved backwards. So, I know for a fact that it's really hard to get a dog to smoke. And they're smart enough to know that that's a dumb thing to do. So I'm with you there. There's a study, Dr. Sheely, at it's very interesting. 23%, nearly one out of four people plans to quit their job this year. This year, right here, right now. And they feel that their jobs have lost a sense of meaning to them. meaning they don't feel that what they're doing is important. They just can't identify with the job that they have. So the ones that most of the people are going to be leaving are in the retail field, the food field, the food service industry, and food in general, and the hospitality type jobs. So about 9% have already found, 9% of this 25% of the workforce that's going to quit. 9% have already, they're going to retire. And then 9% have already found a different job. So they're going to quit their job and move to the new job. And then the other percent that's remaining are still, you know, looking at what their options are. But they don't feel that what they're doing is important. Dr. Shulia, how important is it to have a passion, a job, you know, work that you really think, you know, you're being productive and you're making a difference? Is that important at all? Or is
the most important thing of all is having a career activity in which you feel as if you're helping other people. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you're helping other people. And I often say the person who made this car key is quite as important as I am. The person who made my watch, my phone, you know, my date calendar, all equally important. So having something you feel is helpful for other people is essential.
I'm with you. And Dr. Shulia, that's what I've done. And when I used to teach school back in the 1990s, I would tell every student that I had in the high school, and actually in at the university level, I tell all my students that if you could turn your hobby, your passion, the thing that you love to do into your business, you would have it made, because you would never be working a day in your life. You would be doing what you want to do, and you'd be able to provide for yourself and your family by doing that. You'd be having fun all the time, and so you wouldn't be working anymore. I mean, you'd be doing things, but you'd be doing what you love. So, you know, and here's an example. You all heard of Bass Pro, right? So the story goes that the guy who owns Bass Pro worked for his father in the father's liquor store. And what he liked doing was making fishing flies. So he would tie these fishing flies. Now, this is not firsthand. This is secondhand information. So it's probably close to being accurate. He would tie those fishing flies, and he loved doing it. And he turned that in his passion into a business. And then, bang, I mean, it's a huge business called Bass Pro. So there's the ultimate example of it. Dr. Shulia, I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I'd like to know what Dr. Shulia's thoughts are on the analog world versus the digital world. Are we really harming ourselves? Are we harming ourselves with the digital technology and the wavelengths, etc.? Dr. Shulia, I'll be right back. This is you.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with